B-Pod Studios.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool,
yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're gonna be cool.
Okay, LBF, what do you got? What's cool?
You're gonna be able to whoop it up with some wine. Thanks to Bravo.
Oh, do you like to whoop it up?
I like to whoop it up.
I like to whoop it up. Oh, Vicky. Okay.
The fact that you know what I'm talking about makes me like you.
That cracks me up when she says that.
Wow.
Every time. All right, Brian.
All right, one of my favorite movies is coming back as a TV show. Get your CBs ready.
Mm-hmm. It's going to get smoky in here.
It could.
My cool thing is, remember we were doing pre-COVID the first aid disasters?
Yes.
Okay.
Sounds vaguely familiar.
Remember that we used to do first aid disasters? Listeners would call in with their terrible first dates. I got the topper of all first dates right here. That it's a cautionary tale.
Okay. All right, I'll take it.
You go.
Okay, so if you're a Real Housewives franchise fan, well, you're going to be excited because you can whoop it up or make a turtle time with the Real Housewives wine. They have three types of wine now available. Real House Red, the Real House White, and the Real House Rosé. And you can order them on Bravo, and they're too expensive.
Really?
Yeah. Two bottles for $52.
Yeah.
I mean, and you can't whoop it up with that. You need like six bottles for $52.
Cheap white wine?
Yeah, I know. You know white wine.
White wine makes it fun.
It's Jennifer Lawrence who said it, not me.
What did she say?
White wine's for sluts. Anyway, those are available for purchase, and it's all to celebrate.
You know what? You're the only one who could say that on the radio.
Well, I didn't. I'm quoting
Jennifer Lawrence. Would not know. No. White wine.
Real Housewives of Salt Lake City is premiering next month, and this is sort of to celebrate, which is weird to me because Salt Lake City is like Mormon country. In Mormon country, they don't drink. It's like having a coffee. Like,
don't kid yourself.
Oh, don't kid yourself. Am I going to find out in November, right?
How are you going to have multiple husbands if you're not drinking a lot?
Good point.
Okay. There you go. All right, Brian.
All right, well, the folks over at Universal Content Productions, you know, Universal, they own so many, like, old movies and properties. They look through them every once in a while and say, I wonder what we can make into a cool TV show. Smokey and the Bandit. How about some Smokey and the Bandit on TV? And actually, attached to the project are David Gordon Green, who's done Eastbound and Down with Danny McBride, who's also involved, and Seth MacFarlane. So it could be an interesting and funny little TV show. So we'll see.
I'd like it.
I'd like it.
Good.
One of my favorite movies. I mean,
it stands the test of time, doesn't it?
No, I mean, it's pretty bad, but it's just a great... it just makes me want to put a CB in the car and...
That's when cars were cars.
It was a good time.
Trans Am.
The whole movie's a car chase. It's great.
Great. There you have it. When's it again, Brian? Is it a possibility?
Yeah, it's just in development, so who knows? No. But I am on board with smoking the Bandit.
We will let you know. All righty. Finally, we used to do first aid disasters. Maybe someday we'll do them again when people are dating again.
Yeah, I know.
On Friday. But here's a clear winner of a dating disaster. Two people in their 20s, this is in China, recently got fixed up on a blind date. And the guy offered to pay for dinner, like a smart guy would, right?
Yeah.
So the woman showed up to the restaurant with 23 of her family members.
What?
23. Yes. She wanted to test her date's generosity and see if he'd pay for everyone. The answer,
what's wrong with that?
The answer was, oh, hell no. When the bill for over $3,000 came, the guy excused himself and did a dine and dash.
No.
Right on the spot.
Oh, my God.
The woman was stuck paying for the entire bill.
Well, I mean, she could split it with her 23 family members.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, could you imagine? What the heck? They've been in touch.
Really?
Since then. And the guy has agreed to pay for his share. Okay? But the woman and her family are still on the hook for the rest.
That's crazy.
They've also said there will not be a second date. He failed.
Yeah. Yeah.
He
yeah.
failed. I think she yeah, did, yeah, too. Yeah. Yeah. I think that's, boy.
That's wow. something else.
Uh-huh. How about that?
He should have paid.
No, we shouldn't.
Oh, my God.
How many poo-poo platters it takes to feed 23 people?
A lot.
That's a lot of poo-poo.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.